Are you more of a Martha or a Mary?
Definitely a Martha. People who know me well know that I have an ongoing to-do list. What about you? Hey, Martha, how's it going over there?
Oh, yeah. No, I try to multitask all the time. I'm definitely a Martha.
Hi, welcome to The Word on the Word. I'm Martha. I mean, Melissa. And this is also Martha. I mean, Veronica. I'm sorry, I just can't get our names right today for some reason.
I know you know them. You say it every time.
I know. Today's weird for some reason.
Well, you know what? In case you didn't catch it, we're going to be talking about the story of Martha and Mary from this Sunday's Gospel.
Luke recounts the story of whenever Jesus visited Martha and Mary. While Jesus was teaching, Mary simply sat at his feet while Martha was busy with all the serving. But she became so overwhelmed that she asked Jesus to tell her sister Mary to help her.
But Jesus said that Martha was worried about too many things, and there's only one important thing. Mary was actually doing the right thing by simply sitting and listening to Christ, not trying to multitask like her sister.
I think that it can be really easy to be swallowed up in our to-do lists, and those lists can be very helpful. Personally, it's important for me to remember that my day doesn't revolve around that list. Like if I cross off a bunch of tasks on one day, it doesn't make me more successful than another day when I don't cross off anything.
You know, sometimes there are things that come up that take priority over what I'd originally planned in the day, and that's okay. You've just got to do the best you can with whatever comes your way.
Your challenge is whenever you feel stressed or overwhelmed this week, to take a step back from the situation and try to gain a different perspective. Ask yourself, what does God want me to do in this present moment? And is there anything better that I could be doing right now?
And catch us next week here on EWTN.
Bye.
Bye.